Okay, William. Hey, I'm back again, Daddy-o. And I have another chapter in payoff for Mr. Glubb. This is chapter 5. And this is a chapter about an amazing turn of events, unexpected turn of events. Oh my goodness, turn of events. I gotta tell you about it. I gotta tell you about it. But anyway, where I left off at the last story was that Rocky had very sneakily stolen the backpack from Strong Bones and GP, and then Strong Bones and GP went down to the kitchen area there and tried to steal it back. Well, they didn't. Well, they did try to steal it back, and then GP and Strong Bones were jumped by Grassy, Rocky, and Bernie, and there was a struggle. And in the middle of that struggle, the king's nephew Gladrab showed up and started beating everybody with his cudgel. Whack, whack. Oh, ouch. Oh, these trolls are tough. Let me tell you, you don't want to hang out with them. They're tough. You get your ribs bruised. At any rate, he dragged GP off. He dragged Strong Bones off. And guess who got the backpack? Yes, you're right. The three troll teens. And no matter how much Strong Bones and GP complained, there was nothing they could do because Gladrab just grabbed them by the collars and said, "You're coming to Mr. Glubb. You're coming with me." And he hauled them off. Well, that left the backpack still in the hands of Grassy, Rocky, and Bernie. Oh, they were so happy. High five, big guy. Boom. High five. We got it. Yay, we got the backpack. And Rocky said, "Look, I know we got to look inside here and see what's in it, but it's too busy down here. Somebody will come in and take it. We got to think about this." Well, while they were thinking, Sister Fidget, who is still had to send up the brown sugar up to the king's day after pig out, she said, I need brown sugar. I need brown sugar." So she walked up to the kitchen auntie, who is in charge of the king's kitchen, Bella Bulla, and she said, "Auntie Bella Bulla, I need brown sugar delivered, and he just took my homens. Who's going to deliver my brown sugar?" Well, Auntie Bella Bula said, "Well, we do have to get brown sugar up to the king's kitchen." And she looked at Bernie, Rocky, and Grassy, and she said, "Oh, how about these unruly, recalcitrant teen trolls? They should do it. They were the ones causing trouble. You three, come here." Uh-oh, they were being told what to do by an auntie. Now, aunties normally don't get in the middle of things. They're busy doing the chef, doing the real cooking, doing the everything. They're in charge, so to speak. The sisters run the show, but they aren't to be opposed. You listen to them, they tell you what to do. Auntie Bella Bula was a big troll, and she had a long spoon, and she had a log rolling pin, and she used to use it. She said, "You three, come here." And she pulled out her rolling pin, and she whacked Bernie right across the head. Thunk! Oh, his poor bald head had got a bruise. "Oh, ouch," she said. "Yes. That's for not listening to me. Now, I need you to get as much brown sugar as you can put in that cart and take it up to the king's day after pig out." "Ow," said Bernie. "Ow." Rocky and Grassy decided they better do what they were told or they'd get bounced too. So they went into their back storeroom and they found some brown sugar and they put the brown sugar in. And then they thought they'd be funny and they put a little salt in too. "Oh, this will be good." They put that in the cart and then they said they came out. They said, "Okay, we're ready to go." And their sister said, "Okay, go, take it, run." And they took off. Well, Rocky had decided that the best place to open the backpack would be up in the king's room where they were having the breakfast after the pig out. Because everybody would be eating a mushroom mush and they'd be eating other stuff, their bacon bits and their corn curls and all the other stuff they loved for breakfast and drinking tea. And they'd probably be able to find a quiet spot in a corner somewhere. They'd open the backpack, see what was in it. Ah, and then they could split the goods. So they put it under a box of brown sugar. It was always hidden. And off they scuttled up to the king's kitchen. Oh, they went through the corridors, through the winding, massive tunnels. They finally came up to the king's room, and they said, "We're here. We're here with the brown sugar for the mushroom mush." A troll popped out of the kitchen, out of the king's room, and said, "Oh, it's about time. We're ready to put the mush out. Get in here." So they rolled it right into the front, and then the different sisters who were working on putting out all the mushroom mush said, "Hey, get in here. You have to help." "Oh, but you have to help. Come here." And one of the sisters pulled out her spoon and rapped Grassy right on the knuckles. "Come here. You have to put these brown sugar on these." So they did. They were putting big, big bowls of mushroom mush Mushroom mush for the king, mushroom mush for his wife, mushroom mush for little Glabilda, mushroom mush for everybody there. Because after all, that's what trolls like for breakfast, especially after a pig out. Mushroom mush, give me my brown sugar. Only after a while, Rocky grabbed one of the salt boxes, and he started putting salt on people's mushroom mush. Oh no, don't put salt on the mushroom mush, Rocky. He wasn't paying attention. He was just dumping. Dump. We'll get another box. He grabs more brown sugar. And then all the sisters had other troll boys, unruly teens. Unruly teens do a lot of work in the troll mountain. I guess it lets you know that teens can be unruly if you're a troll. And they were taking all the bowls of mushroom mush out to the king and King Mr. Glub and all the rest of them and feeding them. Well, pretty soon, even that tapered off. And even then, everybody had mushroom mush. And they were all eating, except for Mudrub, the guardian of the door, as he'd come up to have his breakfast, and he tucked into a nice big spoonful of mushroom mush and went, ah, and spit it out. Everybody looked at him and said, what? Ah, poison. Ah. Well, he'd eaten one of the mushroom mushes full of salt. And salt on mushroom mush does not go, especially if you're expecting brown sugar. Ah, poison. Ah. Well, that got the attention of some of the guards, so they ran up. They said, what? He said, taste it. So they tasted it. Oh, salt, poison. Who's trying to poison us? They all looked back to the sisters, and they looked at Grassy, Bernie, and Rocky. Those are the troublemakers, said Mudrub. I recognize them. They're the troublemakers. They're the ones that put salt on my food. And he walked over to Grassy, and he pulled him by the hair, and he said, did you put salt on my food? Grassy said, no. Well, I mean, Mudrub's a big troll. And after all, Grassy's just a little troll. Then he took Bernie, and he slapped him on the top of his head. Poor Bernie. Oh, Bernie, you're getting beaten up. Bernie said, no. And he looked at Rocky. Did you put salt on my food? Rocky looked at him, looked down at his feet. There was a box of salt. He looked up at Mudrub and said, I didn't mean to. Then Mudrub looked down at his feet, and he saw the box of salt, and he said, oh, you are the troublemaker, huh? You're the troublemaker. Oh, dear. Then he pulled out his cudgel, and you know what he did? He started hitting Rocky in the ribs. Take that. Oh, ouch, Rocky said. Oh, stop it. And he bent over, and he hit him in the butt, too. Take that. Now, don't you ever do that again. Oh, Rocky. Poor Rocky. Oh, poor Rocky. You have to feel bad for a troll sometimes or other, and I feel really bad because, after all, he was being kind of, well, he knew he was putting salt on, but we don't want to be beaten like that. Oh, my goodness. It must be hard to be a troll because they just have no compunction about using their sticks and stuff to hit you. Oh, poor Rocky. He was nursing his ribs. Oh, his ribs hurt, his butt hurt. And the sisters looked at the three of them and said, now you three troublemakers, skedaddle, get out of here. They said, okay. They took off. But they didn't leave. Oh, no. They took off. Rocky grabbed the backpack out from under the cart, and they went and found a little secluded corner, and right by one of the big, huge windows that look out over the mountain valleys. This is a couple windows in the king's room that give you light and everything, and they sat down next to it. There was nobody else around. Nobody wanted to be near, you know, disgusting, unruly teens who had just been beaten by Mudrub, and they sat down, and they said, shh, now let's see what's in this backpack. And they opened it up. Oh my goodness. The first thing they saw in the backpack was GP's Mega Mini Helmet Cam with voice control. Oh, Bernie said, oh, my hat. Oh, and he grabbed it and he put it on his head. Well, there's nothing that'll get attention like a troll teen with a big white hat on his head with a little camera in front. But he was so happy to see it. Oh, he put it on his head. Yay, I have it. And then they started digging in even more, and they found that there was a dynamic decibel dual input digital audio recorder that he could use just to record people. And then he had brought his virtual holographic video camera. He bought another one after they trashed it, and he thought he could set it up and take a whole picture of Troll Mountain all around. Then he had his tablet. He had to get a new tablet, of course, because they trashed his old tablet, and it was all set up. Oh, look at this! And they opened it up and turned it on, or tried to turn it on, and then they found another telephoto camera. Well, GP travels with a lot of stuff, and this is his special Pico Pixelator telephoto camera that he used because it has a long range, and it can actually shoot things a mile away to take pictures of things. It's so cool. Oh, it's good. And then Then he had an infra-ultra day-night magnoscope. And the magnoscope was pretty good because the magnoscope means that they could look down and look at really small things, would magnify it really big. And so you could really get textures and stuff. Oh, they had fun. Grassy picked that up and said, "Oh, look at this." And he started looking at the rock behind him. And the rock looked huge. It looked like mountains in the magnifier. Oh, there's a big beast. There's a monster. And Rocky said, What? And he looked into the day-night magnoscope. He looked in the magnoscope screen, and there was this big monster coming at them. It's a monster. And he put down the magnoscope and looked at the wall. And you know what he saw? He saw a little spider. He hadn't expected the spider to be magnified 100 times. And the spider was huge, and it looked like a monster. And he held it up again. There's the monster again. He put it down. Look at this. Oh, cool. So then Bernie came over and said, let me see, and tried to grab it out of Rocky's hands. And Rocky said, "Hey, don't be grabbing nothing from me." He grabbed it back. Well, let me tell you, there's nothing that gets attention more than a big troll team in a white hat with a camera on top of it and two other troll teams fighting over something. Something. What's that you're fighting over? What's that? Hey, let's see. Come here, bring it here. So what happened is a couple of trolls, they weren't teens anymore. They were a little older than teens. They were young males, young troll males, and they had already been outside on raids, and they weren't unruly teenagers anymore. They were unruly young troll men. But they came over and said, "What's up? What's going on? Hey, what's that?" And they stood over, Rocky and Bernie and Grassy, and they said, "Hey, what's that?" Well, there were a couple of them, two of them, three of the teens. Well, you know the routine. If you're bigger, you get it. The trolls looked up, and Grassy said, What? Nothing. Here, go away. This is our stuff. And Rocky stood up and said, "Hey, you two, get out of here. You don't have to be here. This is our stuff. We're just looking at it. We just wanted to see what it is." The two trolls said, I don't think so. What do you think, Lugba? And Lugba looked down and said, that stuff looks like human stuff. What do you think, Bugla? And Bugla looked and said, that looks like human stuff. So their two friends, Lugba and Bugla. And they said, maybe we'd like some human stuff. So Bugla reached in and he grabbed the virtual holographic video camera. Well, it wasn't turned on. It was just a lump of matte metal. He said, "Wait, what's this? Look at this." And Grassy looked up and said, "Hey, that's mine." And he grabbed it back. Not what you supposed to do with trolls. Bugla said, "What do you mean? What are you talking about? Taking my stuff? Hey, it's my stuff." Well, now they were getting into quite a scrabble, and they were yelling at each other, "No, leave that be." And then Rocky stood up and said, "You stand back or we'll. And the two big trolls said, "You'll what?" We'll take it back from you. Oh, well, then the two trolls pulled out their cudgels. Well, here's the difference between being an unruly teen troll who's having to work in the kitchen and being a troll, sort of new troll adult who's out on raiding parties. As a teen troll, you don't have a cudgel, but as an adult troll, you do. They pulled out their cudgels and said, "Okay, we want it all." The three teens looked at him and said, you can't have it. And you know what Rocky did? Rocky suddenly took all the stuff that was on the floor, and as fast as you can say, "What are you doing?" he put it all back in the backpack, and the three of them took off. Choo! They ran away. Well, Bugla and Lugma were like, "What do you mean?" They ran after them, and they ran after them. Well, I tell you, three troll trains, two trolls chasing them. It's quite a spectacle. And it grabbed the attention of everybody. They were running, and they were running back and forth. And pretty soon they get into the crowd, and there were people there. And then the two adults are trying to swing around, and they try to hit them with their cudgels, but they'd hit somebody, the wrong person. Well, that's not what you do. And there was a hubbub. There was a mess. There was a whole thing like that. One of the guards got noticed. He said, "Huh? What? What's going on?" And then another guard said, hey, what's going on here? What's that?" And then Mudrub looked up. Well, you know Mudrub. Mudrub's not in a good mood already because Rocky has already put salt on his mushroom mush. He looks up and he sees the three unruly teen trolls, and they're running through the crowd. We're holding this thing, and there are two big adult trolls after him. He says, wait, what's going on? What are those unruly teens doing? Bring them over here." Well, that's when the guards stood up, took their big spears. Let me tell you, if you're a teen with a cudgel, or a troll with a cudgel, and you see a troll with a spear, what do you do? Answer, you stop. The two the two troll adults stopped. Lugby and Bugly. Well, I'm not getting into the troll guards. We're not going there. But the three teens didn't even notice. They were running pell-mell for the door. They were going to get out of the door. They were running so hard they didn't even see the guards, and they ran right into them. Oh! Bernie went down. Rocky went down. Grassy went down. The guards stood there. Said, oh, troublemakers, huh? And then they pulled out their cudgels, and they gave each of the trolls a couple of pounds just for the fun of it. Hey, take that. Oh, no. Oh, the toltrines, they're getting beaten to pieces here. Every time they turn around, someone's hitting them again with something. Ouch! They said, hey, what's that? And they grabbed the backpack. Then down, way down the end, Mr. Club had looked up, and he'd seen the commotion. And he'd say, what's that? Bring those troll teens here. Who dares to make a commotion during my breakfast after the pig out? Uh-oh, now they're in trouble. So one of the guards hefted up the backpack, and the other guard grabbed the teens by their hair, well, not Bernie. Bernie, they grabbed by his ears. Ah, get up here. And they walked off to Mr. Glubb, carried him down. Oh, those three teens are now in trouble. They thought they were going to get out of the kitchen one of these days, but I don't think so. They're probably there forever and ever and ever. They're walking down. And meanwhile, the two young troll guys who were from one of the backpack, they sort of slunk away, Lugbug and Bugluck, because they didn't want any trouble with Mr. Glubb. The guards dragged these three recalcitrant, unruly teens down in front of Mr. Glubb, and they put them down in front of him and said, here, these teens, they're teens, and look, they have this backpack here that they're looking at. It looks like a human backpack, and they were trying to mess with what was in it. Mr. Glubb said, oh, well, let's see what's in that backpack. So the guards took the backpack, and they walked up to his table, and he cleared off his mushroom mush, and he cleared off his tea, and he said, take them out. And they took everything out of the backpack. And that included the GPS satellite tracker mapper, the omnidirectional wireless microphones, the dynamic decibel dual input digital audio recorder, which we've talked about. How about the supersized journalist tablet, which he had never seen a supersized journalist tablet, and then the mega mini helmet cam with voice control. Oh, that was a great hat. Oh, and then the pixelator telephoto camera. Oh, my goodness. And the magnoscope. The magnoscope was on. It was working. Mr. Glubb couldn't believe it. He looked down and he thought, oh, this looks right. And he reached into his pocket and he pulled out the video digital audio recorder that GladRab had given him. He said, this looks like the same stuff. Where did this come from? He said. He stood up and said, where did this come from? Well, just at that moment, just right then, just as he was saying, where did this come from? GladRab showed up with GP and Strongbones. Well, GladRab, where have you been? You've been taking your own sweet time, haven't you? Well, you know, he had. He had because as he were walking to the king's room and to the breakfast after the pig out, GladRab had gotten interested in these two guys and said, talk to me. Where did you come from? Why are you here? What's going on? And so GP had tried to tell him, but Strongbow spoke better troll. He started talking about what had happened. Oh, well, GP had his jeep. He was fine. Then these troll teens trashed it. And then they did this and they did that. And he's in here for Glubb's Law. GladRab was a Glubb's Law? What's Glubb's Law? So then Strongbones had to explain all about Glubb's Law, you see? Because Strongbones had read Masters of the Underground, Troll Society and Economy, and GladRab, being a troll, had not. But he wasn't aware of it. He said, really? Really? You mean you get to go to the storerooms and pick out anything you want? He said, that's it. That's Glubb's Law. Oh, I didn't know that. Well, because they were talking like that and chatting, and they were taking their time. GladRab wanted to hear their whole story. He wasn't in any hurry. The king had said to bring them to him. He didn't say bring them up immediately. And he said, yeah, I can always get mushroom mush some other time. This is interesting. So the more they talked, the more GladRab said, well, these guys sound pretty reasonable for humans. I mean, I never really talked to a human, but I always thought humans were kind of like, ooh, 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 kind of like monkeys. They have the monkeys we talk about. But they're not. They're kind of interesting. They're almost like real people, like trolls. So they got to the big room. GladRab looked at the guards. The guards at the gate saw Gladrab coming with the two humans, and you know what they did? You know what they did? They took their big spears, because they use spears, big spears, and they cross them in front of the door and say, "Those humans don't come in." And Gladrab said, "Oh, no, no, they do come in, because Mr. Glubb has asked for them." And the two guards said, "No, there's a commotion going on. Those humans don't go in." And Gladrab said, "Oh, I disagree. Mr. Glubb asked for these humans. They're coming in." The troll guard said, "No, we are going to stand here and keep you out." And Gladrab walked up to each of them. And he said, "Do you know who I am?" And the troll guard said, "Yes." And then Gladrab said, "And do you know who told me to get these humans?" And the two guards said, Gladrab said, "Let me remind you, my uncle." Well, all right, here's another thing about trolls that you have to know. Yes, being bigger means you get what you want, okay? So if you're bigger than you take it. If you have friends, they have to, it gets like that. But it also matters who your friends are, and more importantly, who your family is. And being a nephew of Mr. Glubb, kind of like was a little better than having about 100 other friends, because he is Mr. Glubb. And the two guards looked at each other, and Gladrab said, "Let me remind you one more time. These humans must see Mr. Glubb on his orders." The troll guards decided that maybe they would just look the other way. So they put their backs to him and looked the other way. And Gladrab said, "Good." And he opened the door and he came into the king's hall. It was mayhem. Oh my goodness, it was mayhem. There were tables overturned. There were all trolls talking all over the place. There was mushroom mush all on the floors. Everybody had knocked them over when they were chasing the three teens. And then there was Lugby and Bugly, and they were off in a corner, and they were like, they'd hit some people who were mad at them. And so they were kind of, it was a mess. And there down in the middle was Mr. Glubb. And with Mr. Glubb were Bernie, Rocky, and Grassy. And Strongbone said, "All right, that's it. I'm getting it. That's my backpack." And he didn't wait to be talked. He walked right up to Mr. Glubb. He said, "Hey, that's my backpack. I want that back." Mr. Glubb looked at Strongbones, said, "Huh, a human? Who are you, human?" Strongbones stood up, because he knew that the only way to deal with Mr. Glubb was from a position of strength. Because he had dealt with Mr. Glubb before. And he knew you don't back down. You don't say, "Oh, yes, Mr. Glubb, or whatever you want," because Mr. Glubb will then take advantage of that. He stood up and he said, "I am Strongbones of Apple Knoll, and that's my backpack, and I want it back." Well, by that point, Gladrab and GP had showed up. And GP said, and Troll, well, decent Troll at that, actually, since he'd been working at it, he said, "That's my backpack, too. I want it back." "Oh," Mr. Glubb looked at these two. He said, "Oh, well, how did these troll teens get your backpack?" "They stole it." Mr. Glubb said, good. I wouldn't expect anything less. That's exactly what trolls should do." Strongbow said, "I stole it back." "Oh, an enterprising human. Oh, I like enterprising humans. Humans are good. They're good. You stole it back. How come you don't have it?" Strongbow said, "They stole it back." "Oh. Oh, well, that's exactly the way trolls should act, stealing it back. Good for you. Then how come they have it and you don't have it?" Said, "Because this guy here," and Strongbones pointed to Gladrab, "grabbed us by the collars and dragged us off to see you." Mr. Glubb said, Oh, I see. That's how they got it back? Well, they did after they grabbed it from me, and before I could grab it back from them, they hauled me off." Strongbones was kind of in a dither now. Mr. Glubb looked at him. Said, "Now you, Strongbones of Apple Knoll, you look familiar. You look familiar. I don't know many humans, but you look like a human I know." Strongbones said, "Yes, I have met you. I have been here. I have been in Troll Mountain before." "Oh, well, not many humans come to Troll Mountain. Last human was, who was that? Longstreet. Longstreet was his name. Longstreet. Longstreet Bones. He's been a winter here, but... I haven't seen many humans since then. They generally run away from us. What are you doing here?" And Strongbone said, "I am here for Glubb's Law." Glubb said, "What do you mean, Glubb's Law? What is this? I'm Mr. Glubb. I make the law. What are you talking to me about?" Strongbone said, I'm here because of Glubb's law. Mr. Glubb said, oh, well, I do remember you. I think you actually saved us from flooding one night. Oh, all right, I'll listen to you. You're a human, but you sound like a reasonable human. What's this about Glubb's law? So Strongbones sat down on the table, put his bottom right on the table. He said, here it is. And he told the whole story again. He told the story about GP had come up in his Jeep, and he'd been out by the river, and he'd just been enjoying the sight when the three unruly teen trolls had come out of Troll Mountain without any certifying pass, with no reason to be out, with weapons, mind you, with weapons, and they had trashed his Jeep. Not only had they trashed his Jeep, but they only trashed him, and they only didn't trash him because Strongbones had come up and rescued him. Well, Strongbones and Squeaky Toy, we know that, but he left out the Ayatsuri Ningyo robot because Mr. Glubb doesn't know a lot about robots. He said, I saved him. And now, because his Jeep was trashed and because all of his stuff was broken, he had to buy new stuff. And this is in the backpack. That's all the stuff he had to buy. Look at that. Look, he's got his recorder. He's got his Mega Mini helmet cam, which, by the way, we were able to retrieve. But it wasn't any thanks to you, and because of his telephoto camera, and he's got his little magnoscope, and he had to buy all that stuff brand new again because your teen trolls trashed it along with his Jeep. Mr. Glubb was like, oh. So he looked at the trolls, looked at the teen trolls, and Now, on the one hand, Mr. Glubb wanted to say, well, good for you for trashing a human Jeep and taking his stuff. Yeah, you're a real troll. You're going to be good in our future. But then he thought, they didn't have certifying stamps. They were out of the mountain on a lark. I think I did make a law about that. So he looked at Strongbones. Well, tell me what the law is. Give me a reminder so I can remember. And Strongbones said, here's the law. That if there are unruly teen trolls who have slipped out of the mountain without getting a certifying stamp, then, in other words, they're not out there on your say-so, and they commit a raid, and they destroy human stuff in a raid, then you're liable for it, because they're trolls, and you didn't tell them they could be out, so they've broken your law, and your law is that you will replace anything that's destroyed from out of your storerooms. Well, Mr. Glubb sat there, he frowned. I did? I said that? That's my law? Strongbone said, well, were they out of the mountain without a certifying stamp? And because of that, they should be in the kitchens cleaning pots. Are they? Everybody looked at the three teens. Rocky said, yes. And Strongbone said, I'll make a bet. They weren't out with their parents at the troll romp, were they? They came in late, didn't they? And they came in late because they were in the woods without being told to. Mr. Glubb said, is that right? And then Bernie said, maybe. And then Strongbone said, and on top of that, we lost all the stuff in the Jeep. And I lost my motorbike getting here because your trolls tried to get me. I want recompense. Mr. Glubb still wasn't convinced. He really wasn't convinced. He said, well, I don't know. And then GP said, Mr. Glubb, I can prove this. I have the pictures. Oh, said Mr. Glubb. Pictures? And GP said, yes, I do. And I can show you. And he got out one of his cameras, his dual input digital audio recorder. He took the camera that Mr. Glubb had. He said, Mr. Glubb, can I use that camera you have in your hand? Mr. Glubb said, This is a camera? He said, yes. Can I use this? Mr. Glubb said, sure. Okay, take it. Because Mr. Glubb didn't care. He was going to get it back anyway, right? I mean, it would all belong to him now. I got it all. And then GP reached into his pocket, into the pocket of one of the pockets in his backpack, and he pulled out a memory stick. And it was a memory stick that he'd put together. And he put it into his little digital audio recorder. And then he plugged that into the super projector that the audio-video digitizer projector that Marvel Rap Track had given him. He said, I'm going to show you exactly what happened. and he turned on the projector, which, by the way, is solar powered, so it's already on, doesn't need a battery. And then, because his audio digital recorder was already on, he said, "And now let me play for you." Well, right over the king's table, right in the back, was this big stretch of big granite rock that was the mountain. And he pushed up the projector and aimed it at it, and he turned on the projector. He hit play on his audio recorder, and the audio recorder started playing. And that, dear William, is where I'm going to leave it, because I got to tell you about what happened when that audio digital recorder started playing and all those pictures came up with the troll teens. But we'll save that for another story, because that is the story about the convincing of Mr. Glubb. But that'll be the next chapter. But this one, I hope you enjoyed, and I hope you have a good sleep after listening to it. And I want you to give your little sister Lauren a big hug, because she is the sweetest little thing you've ever, ever, ever met, ever. And give your mama and dad a big, big hug, because they are the best people in the whole world. And I love you, William. And I'll tell you another story another time.